I'm Elliot Forrest. Welcome to On Wings of Song. WQXR is proud to bring you this recital series created and presented by the Marilyn Horne Foundation. On Wings of Song was started by Marilyn Horne in 1995 to further the vocal recital art form and give young singers the opportunity to showcase their work. Today, tenor Jeffrey Hill and mezzo-soprano Ronita Miller with pianist Leo Quokman. Joining me as co-host is the founder of the recital series, Marilyn Horne. What a pleasure to have you back with me every week.
You're so nice to invite me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thanks for being here. In this recital, two singers share the bill. Is that common? When do you encourage that?
We encourage it quite a bit because in our festival in January at Carnegie Hall, we always have two recitals that are of two singers each.
And we start with Jeffrey Hill. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Jeffrey, I'm happy to say I've known Jeffrey, I think, for about 5 years. I first started working with him at Oberlin College, where I go every year for a week's residency, and knew immediately that this was an extraordinary talent vocally. Great head. You know, you got to be smart to do this stuff too. And also those years at Oberlin, I kept talking to him about the fact, and I'm sure I was not the only one, that I thought he was going to be a tenor. And when he came last summer to the Music Academy, he arrived, and the very next day he had to sing a public master class. He was a baritone, right? So he put in this famous, wonderful aria that Sam Raimi made famous in his debut at the Met in Rinaldo called Sibilar Languida Letto. It's got endless F sharps in it, though. He's got to keep singing. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, and he had great coloratura, and he knocked out the public. They just loved him. And then I, of course, had nothing to say in the master class. But the very next day, we started turning him into a tenor because we thought that's where he is, and definitely he is a tenor, and I think he could be a very big one.
Are opera singers often sort of in the wrong ballpark?
Oh yeah. A lot of people, you know, look at me. I sang my whole first years as a soprano, and I don't even know if it was the wrong ballpark, but I settled into being a mezzo, and I think maybe for my young years I was a soprano, but then Rosa Poncel said the same thing to me, the great Rosa Poncel. She said, I probably was a mezzo, but I started so young. The criteria is if they just feel like they have to sing higher or they have to sing lower, and then that they're comfortable and that it doesn't hurt. And that it doesn't do damage.
Yeah, those would be good things.
Yeah.
This pianist is multifaceted. Tell us about Leo Quokman.
Well, Leo was at the Music Academy also because he and Ronita and Jeffrey were the winners of the Marilyn Horne Foundation competition at the Music Academy of the West, which I set up many years ago.
Let's listen to them now. Here is tenor Jeffrey Hill with pianist Leo Quokman, with songs by Ernest Chanson, recorded in February 2010 at Christ and St. Stephen's Church in New York City, on this broadcast of On Wings of Song.
Sur la mer, calme et sombre.
Tenor Jeffrey Hill and pianist Leo Quokman with songs by Ernest Chanson. You're listening to On Wings of Song. I'm Elliot Forrest with mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horn. This concert series has been dedicated to your late husband, the conductor Henry Lewis. Tell us more about him.
Well, Henry, we referred to as the Jackie Robinson of classical music conducting because that's exactly what he was. He was the first in practically everywhere he conducted. And that's a big burden, I can tell you that. I lived through it with him, a lot of it, not all of it. And like he was the first conductor of most of the major symphonies in this country. He was the first musician in a big symphony when he played the double bass. He was taken in to the L.A. Philharmonic of the whole country.
Were there other African-American conductors in classical music at that time?
There was one man named Dean Dixon.
Right.
But Dean didn't get a chance to do it in this country. He only conducted the New York Philharmonic once, and it was not in their regular weekly series. It was a special concert. But Henry braved it here. He was the first Black conductor at the Met, so much so that was such news that it was on the front page of the New York Times. And Henry was a fantastic opera conductor. He really, you know, both symphonic and opera, and a great mind, and really understood singers, knew a lot about singing, and it really helped me. I would have had a good career without Henry, but I think Henry made it possible for me to be better than good. And I know a lot of people who have performed with Henry that, you know, really adored his conducting. And he was the person who took the New Jersey Symphony into a much higher level. You know, that is all measured by money. So when they got to be at a certain level of $1 million or something budget, then it became they became known as a first-class orchestra.
You were married what year?
1960.
And it must have been what may have been called at that point a mixed marriage. Was that?
It still would be called that.
I don't know. In this PC days, well, I don't know what we're calling
no,
it.
No, I can tell you what I was having dinner with at a dinner party with Oprah Winfrey, and she was quizzing me on this, and she asked me the year, and I said 1960. She said, "You were a pioneer." And, you know, we probably were, but we were in love, and we had figured out how we thought we could manage this. I can tell you that a lot of well-meaning people told me that it would be the end of my career.
That it would affect your career as well as his.
Yeah, that mine would be finished. Oh, yes. I think it's because loving somebody, and he was in a way, my best friend, too. We had so much fun and good times together, and we had a daughter who's just an amazing young woman who has given me three of the most gorgeous grandchildren you can imagine. And I'm sorry that Henry died. He missed those grandchildren. He would have been out of his mind for those grandchildren. But he had a real mark on the world.
You must be encouraged, I would imagine, by all the diversity we see now. in classical music and in opera.
Well, that is the reason why these programs are dedicated this year to Henry.
Well, it's a beautiful way to remember him.
It is.
And it's a good way to also look forward and help other people as well. Florida native Ronita Miller is next. She's singing a cycle of Robert Schumann. Tell us about
her. Also an African-American and a wonderful voice. She's the kind of voice that doesn't mature until a little bit later, a big mezzo-soprano. She also came to the Music Academy last summer. We had the pleasure of working together, and she won with Jeffrey the competition and Leo Kochman. I would say that she's now starting her move into the big stuff. She's been in the Los Angeles Opera Young Artists Program.
She's going to be singing a Robert Schumann song cycle. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the famous Frauenliebe und Leben, which means a woman's love and life. It's a great cycle for women to sing, and we don't have, you know, the Dichterliebe and the Winterreise and all of those like the men do. So it's about this young girl falling in love, you know. Seit ich ihn gesehen means it's since I saw him. That's it. Everything changed.
Here is mezzo-soprano Ronita Miller and pianist Leo Kochman with music by Robert Schumann on this edition of On Wings of Song.
Schwebt sein Bild. Thank you. Yeah.
the song cycle Frauen Liebe und Leben, Opus 42 of Robert Schumann, sung by mezzo-soprano Ronita Miller with pianist Leo Quokmann. On Wings of Song will continue in a moment. This is On Wings of Song, a series of song recitals supported by the Marilyn Horn Foundation, featuring young and up-and-coming singers, now in its 15th and final season. I'm Elliot Forrest, and with me is Marilyn Horn. Why do you think you've taken so much time in your life to give back to young singers?
It gives me pleasure. I get a lot out of it, a lot of jollies.
What do you get out of it?
First of all, I get to relive a lot of the repertory that I sang, and I just adore hearing it again and done really well. And I also think that I get the pleasure of helping them to advance into their careers. Career is just a really usable word, but it's more than that. It's into their artistic life. And because I know so many people, I can also help them to get auditions, or I can write letters. And whoa, do I write letters of recommendation.
Wow, that's really good of you. The tenor Jeffrey Hill sings now music of Richard Strauss. What should we know about these songs?
Jeffrey is singing, you know, a couple of big chestnuts. One is Befreit, which is a very sad song and a big song, really hard to sing, about a couple. One of them is dying, and it's just really tearjerker. And then you have Morgan, which is sort of in a world by itself. Morgan is a scary piece, too. It looks simple, but whoa, to bring that off and have that kind of, I hate to use this word, but I'm going to, that Seele, that soul that you have to have to sing Morgan and to play it. You know, well, to play any of this stuff, you got to be a damn good pianist. But this is a great group of Richard Strauss.
And now tenor Jeffrey Hill with pianist Leo Quokmann, music by Richard Strauss, here on this edition of On Wings of Song.
All my Gedanken, mein Herz und mein Sinn, brauche die Liebste, dies fanden sie hin, gehen ihres Weges trotz Mauer und Tor, da hört kein Regel, kein Graben nicht vor, gehen wie die Vöglein hoch durch die Luft, brauchen kein Brüchen über Wasser und Luft, finden das Städtlein und finden das Haus, finden ihre Fenster aus allen heraus und klopfen und mach auf, lass uns ein, wir kommen vom Liebsten und grüßen dich fein, wir kommen vom Liebsten und grüßen dich fein. Mach auf, lass uns ein.
Music by Richard Strauss, sung by tenor Jeffrey Hill with pianist Leo Kwokman. More in a moment on this edition of On Wings of Song. This is On Wings of Song. I'm Elliot Forrest with the creator of this series, Marilyn Horne. So many of these young singers get university trained, Marilyn. Do you always suggest that, or do you ever see a singer say, just go do it, go sing?
I love to say, just go do it. But it's very difficult these days to do that because they are sort of expected to go through this ritual of school and then young artist programs. And let's face it, the young artist programs are in one way wonderful for the young singers to be in, and in another way wonderful for the company because they can use these young artists in their small roles, and they do.
The concert concludes with mezzo-soprano Ronita Miller. This is called Homeward Bound. Pianist Leo Kwokman on Wings of Song.
In the quiet, misty morning, when the moon has gone to bed, when the sparrows stop their singing, and the sky is clear and red, when the summer ceased its gleaming, when the corn is past its prime, when adventure's lost its meaning, I'll be homeward bound in time. Find me not to the pasture, chain me not to the plough, set me free to find my calling, and I'll return to you somehow. If you find it's me you're missing, if you're hoping I'll return, to your thoughts I'll soon be listening. In the road I'll stop and turn, then the wind will set me racing as my journey nears its end, and the path I'll be retracing when I'm homeward bound again. Bind me not to the pasture, chain me not to the plough, set me free
Mezzo-soprano Ronita Miller with pianist Leo Kwokman wrapping up this concert, which also included tenor Jeffrey Hill. Marilyn Horne, thank you again for being
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Elliot. We've known each other a long time, haven't we?
Many a year. We've sat across a microphone or a television microphone at some point or another. Thank you so much. That concludes this concert from Christ and St. Stephen's Church. On the next broadcast, join Marilyn Horne and me for a concert with mezzo-soprano Tamara Mumford with pianist Ken Noda, with music of Berlioz, Brahms, Ives, and more. You've been listening to On Wings of Song, a production of WQXR Radio. The 2009-2010 season of On Wings of Song is in memory and in honor of Henry Lewis. The concerts were recorded by Leszek Wojciech. Thanks to Barbara Hoker, Executive Director of the Marilyn Horne Foundation. More information and a complete list of music played on this broadcast, including texts from the songs, are available at marilynhornfdn.org and wqxr.org. I'm your host and producer, Elliot Forrest. Thanks for listening.